I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, 2-2, Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning in to the show. That is Alabama Shakes with Hold On from their first album, Boys and Girls, released in 2012. They have toured extensively, recorded a few records, and they are back on tour now after a little bit of a hiatus. The lead singer, Brittany Howard, went off to do a solo thing for a little while. I'm sure that she's still doing it, but nice to see the band back in action. Music coming up from one of my favorite groups ever, Three Dog Night. I think they're highly underrated. They're from LA, and I'm going to play something from the album Naturally. The biggest hit on that record was Joy to the World, of course, but Liar is a killer track. It's actually a cover. It was first done by Argent in 1969, and then the folks in Three Dog Night covered it for their album in 1970, and it hit number 7 on the charts. We're going to play that. We're also going to play new music from Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations, a song called Plant Your Dreams. This was just released from Vancouver, British Columbia. Curtis Clear Sky also heads up the Indigenous Music Office. I remember being at an event at Massey Hall when that launched, and it's a wonderful project. Check it out. Cam Kahan is on the show with Stay With Me. It's music that blends indie, alternative, and a little bit of folk, I'd say, yeah. I really like it, though. And this is a 23-year-old Toronto-based alt-punk folk artist. I guess punk's in there, too, for sure. And now for something from Alice Sky. This is a song called Everything Is Great. Alice is from Australia. She's from Horsham. And this was a song released in 2021, so right in the middle of the pandemic. And I think the title is totally suiting. It's called Everything Is Great. Here is Alice Sky on the jukebox.
Do can't walk. Hoping you'll see me. Holding my breath. Life isn't easy. No, it gets hard to get along. Wouldn't wanna disagree with anyone else. Stay with me.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Feed The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Austin, Texas. That is Black Pumas from their debut self-titled album, Black Moon Rising. That song was their debut single. It preceded Colors, which was the song that completely blew them up. They were nominated for a couple Grammys. They won Best New Band at the Austin Music Awards and amassed over 100 million streams plus. Crazy stuff. Now to our featured artist of the week. It's an established artist. Usually we choose an artist that isn't established, that's just starting out or trying to get their footing in the game. But this artist has certainly been there since the 60s. It's Santana. And we're going to play a song from Abraxas called Oye Como Va. That is one of my favorite. The reason we're going to honor Santana is because he recently was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. at the Special Merit Awards ceremony held on January 31st, 2026. He was included with Chaka Khan, Cher, Fela Kuti, Paul Simon, and Whitney Houston. So congratulations to Carlos Santana. And Yamaha Canada, who is one of our sponsors, tells us that Carlos Santana was on tour and his Toronto stop, well, his guitar was damaged, so Yamaha picked it up and it was supposed to be fixed, and they did fix it actually, but Santana never came to pick it up, so it's still hanging out at Yamaha headquarters. So if you want to go see it, go to Yamaha headquarters here in Ontario. That is a cool story. Here is Carlos Santana on the jukebox.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Legendary Candy Staten with Sweet Feeling from the album Stand By Your Man, which was released in 1970. She's from Alabama. And guess what? I was so honored and so lucky to be at the Americana UK Awards a couple years back. And she was the Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. Guess what? Everybody who was there, who played that night, got to get on stage with Candy Staten and sing the finale. It was crazy. There was a lot of musicians on stage. I got to hang right beside Lyle Lovett. Lyle turns to me. He's like, do you know what's going on? I said, absolutely not, but let's just go for it. So we wung it, or winged it. I'm not sure how you say that, but it doesn't matter. Coming up, we've got music from Olivia Dean. Dive, the brand new Grammy Award winning singer-songstress, has been on the rise. It's a wonderful thing to see. She performed a great set at the Grammys. And another person who is on the rise, it's Fontaine, and the song Good Buddy is what I'm going to spin next. It is a really fun song. She's fun and definitely fits into the category of a good buddy, because anybody who mentions them does with high regard. Here is Fontaine with Good Buddy on the Jukebox.
It's fine by your side. Gentle morning mumble talking. Late rainy night cold walking. If your end in mine, it's hard to be sad all the time. So cover me up, spin me around. Tell me you're not gonna leave.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Last night I sat him up behind the wheel.
From Born in the USA, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and My Hometown. I was just watching that Bruce Springsteen biopic about Nebraska and Born in the USA. I had a feeling that they were all, you know, in the same writing session. But it was really interesting to see what he was going through. And also to see like a song like Born in the USA, the demo, and how that came to be with the whole band. My Hometown's a great song as well, of course. And Bruce Springsteen has just announced a brand new tour. He's going across the United States. And I think it's a really good idea for him to do that. He's one of those people who can bring hope to so many. Now we've got music coming up from Garrett T. Willie, a song called Hypnotist. And this is music from a guy who's from the Kingcombe Inlet in BC. He's definitely really an amazing guitar player. I got to hang out with him and see him play at TD Music Hall at the Indigenous Music Summit not too long ago, and it blew me away. So really happy to be playing this new stuff on the show. The Sarandons are also coming up. They are from Toronto, and I'm going to play a song called Wrong Guy. And now for the Rose of Thunder Bay, Sarah Kay, who has relocated here to Toronto and was recently on the CBC Music Countdown's Top 20, made it into the Top 10. So congratulations to Sarah. She used to actually do some work here on the Jukebox Show, and I met her at Element FM when we both started there a long time ago. Here is the radio edit of her single, Do You Think of Me, right here on the Jukebox.
Illusions, they never last. take on the weight at your own expense. Someone who knows that the answer's just down the road. There's nothing here we can hold just to stay afloat. But you're over it. Seems like we're perfectly happy out on our own. Each of us having grown in our way. Know what the truth is. Maybe I'm the wrong guy. I'm looking like the wrong guy.
This is Music for the Human Race from Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yeah. This is Lauren from Churches, and I am saying hello to Queen's University CFRC.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Nolan Hubbard and his teammate Cassidy Taylor called Birdie. Inspired by shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, the pair co-wrote the song virtually before coming together to record in person at Cassidy's home in Milton, Ontario, with Nolan traveling from Kingston. Produced and mixed by Nolan and mastered by Yanni Caldres, Birdie invites listeners into a space of heartbreak and healing. Cassidy's vocals float effortlessly over Nolan's signature lush guitar hooks, blending their distinct artistic voices into a story that feels deeply relatable. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor on your favorite platforms, and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're back.